Even before recreational marijuana became legal on October 17th, Ontario Premier Doug Ford was critical of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, calling the plan a mess. And he says that hasn't changed.
It was 3 years ago Justin Trudeau campaigned on legalizing cannabis. 3 years later, the federal government still cannot give our police a single reliable piece of equipment to test for drug-impaired driving.
The Ontario Provincial Police Association also says enforcing the new law on the province's roads and highways will be a challenge. Here's Association President Rob Jameson.
But the reality is that you're going to see an increase in impaired driving by drug. And that's the stats we've seen in the United States. And that's what we're afraid of here.
The federal government acknowledges there will be some issues, but none of them insurmountable. The law was passed in June. At the time, Ottawa asked the provinces how long they would need to get ready for implementation. The consensus was 12 weeks. Ottawa gave them 17 weeks. Meanwhile, Ford might take some solace in the fact that tax revenues from marijuana sales are starting to roll in. The provinces will receive the lion's share, 75%, Ottawa 25%. The Ontario Cannabis Store, which is the government's online website, wouldn't release dollar figures so far, but on day one of legalization, it processed nearly 40,000 orders, sometimes at the rate of 100 a minute. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.